discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. And I just have to confess, I'm glad we're having a show. I have just been able to get on with it just in the nick of time. I've had a lot of computer problems the last half hour, and so did a lot of praying to the angels of computers and to all my guides to get us on in time, and they came through, so here we are. I know some of you are like, you know, did the chat room just open? Are you here? So we are here. And we are set to go, and we have one of our favorites back. We'll do her intro in just a minute. Let me give you the call-in. It's 347-945-6930. That's 347-945-6930. And as I just said, the chat room is open. Yay, Stephen's holding down the fort. Please go in now. We're actually open. I'm sure by now we're usually really crowded, and same thing with the switchboard. But we're starting to get people to come on. So we welcome you. And so I think, let's see, do I have any announcements? Nothing new yet. I'm going to be doing some stuff in April, but it's not together yet. And the dates, I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but the date isn't planned yet. So I think I'll just wait another couple shows before I talk about the next upcoming webinars. And so I think what I'm going to do now is bring our gal on, because we usually need every bit of time with her, if possible. And it's Sava again. She's back doing readings, and she does the clairvoyant aura readings, the female creative force readings, and symbols of the soul readings. And these readings create a liminal space in which to get in touch with the unique energy of your spirit, in addition to the myriad energies which may enhance or detract from the enjoyment of one's own personal space. This fascinating journey between the reader and the readee catalyzes positive change while simultaneously encouraging the release of outdated, outworn, and invading energies. So let's bring her on. Let me unmute here. Hi, Sava. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Yeah, you probably thought you had a little more time there. Huh? I thought, yes, get you on here. Yeah, it's sort of like it's only due to the powers that be that we're even able to be on. I'm having like major computer problems. I think we're going to be okay for the show. But if anything weird happens, no, it's on my end, I'm sure. So anyway, let's talk with you a little bit before, you know, we have you do the readings and everything. And you've always got your finger on the pulse here of kind of what's going on energetically, and that includes astrologically or numerologically or cosmically. So kind of where do you see, you know, we just had this lunar eclipse, intense lunar eclipse on a full moon. And maybe you want to speak a little bit about that. That was last Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday. And, you know, any fallout from that and what's coming up that you're aware of?
Oh, my gosh, yes, definitely. A lot of changes have been on the horizon. And I feel like a lot of what was happening with that full blood moon eclipse in Libra Aries in September, at the end of September, September 27th, was coming to fruition now 6 months later in the Aries-Libra eclipse. And that was also the final eclipse in a stage of six eclipses. And when you reach that final eclipse, it's like the transformation is complete. Eclipses are all about transformations. They always happen in sets of six. And within a year, you usually have eclipses going through two different signs. Like this year, you know, we have Pisces, Virgo, and then we have that last one of Libra, Aries. And I think, I don't know if there's any other signs that we'll be getting eclipses in, but when they happen in cycles of six, and they cause profound transformations. So what we can ask ourselves with Libra Aries is the set of eclipses really began in October of 2013, and we can wonder about, okay, what is it about my relationship space versus my individuality that's been transformed since then? And additionally, we can also wonder, like, how have I learned? How have I grown? What's transformed? What has been eliminated? Who has been eliminated? And kind of coming into a new cycle in your both relationship with yourself and your own individuality and the way you carry out your relationships with others. And that includes, you know, friendships, romance, family relationships, everything of the sort. So we can kind of reflect back to where we were in that point of the year. And then with regards to Virgo and Pisces, it's kind of like, you know, health versus being out in the ethers. So it's interesting, like health and being grounded and natural versus, you know, being out in the cosmos, you know, or being ungrounded, being a bit flaky or being romantic. So it's just pretty interesting. And I'm just pretty excited that we finally reached the end of those Libra Aries eclipses, because those are kind of rough on me. I have a lot of planets in Libra, so I'm pretty glad that it was over. And I could actually see a lot of intense things happening in the relationships of people around me, especially people who have their solar planets in Libra. So it's pretty interesting. So have you noticed anything, Ellie? Because I know your birthday is coming up soon and you're in Aries, so you were probably profoundly affected by these eclipses.
Yeah, you know, not too bad. You know, I love me a full moon, okay? You know, in fact, it's like, come to mama, you know, when I look at a full moon, it's like, yeah, you know, it's just such a good feeling for me. I don't think I've ever had a bad experience that I recall on a full moon. In fact, I get very creative. Now, the fact that the lunar eclipse in Aries, Libra, and I'm in Aries, happened, you know, it really wasn't rough. There were some challenges and some delays and things that I've noticed. But it could have been a lot worse. I think some of the previous ones, the first part of the year, were rougher on me. And so I don't know if it just I just lucked out there, or whether it was in stuff that I've handled a lot of already. You know, it just depends on, I think, where it also hits in your, perhaps your astrological chart, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the houses must make a difference in other configurations. So it really wasn't bad at all for me. And so I'm happy to be able to say that. So I know that last Mercury retrograde was really, really rough on everyone, and then it kept on going for a while. I mean, that one was, I figure the next one's going to be like, after you have a really heavy one, you usually get a little bit of a reprieve on the next one, which is, I think, sometime the end of April or 1st of May. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, from what I've seen with clients, students, et cetera, it's been fairly rough on everyone this first part of the year. So I think that it pretty much everyone's getting touched by what has been going on. And so do you know of anything coming up that we need to be aware of?
You know, there is a Mercury retrograde that's starting on the 15th of April, and I think that might be a Mercury retrograde in, I think it's going to be in Aries, Taurus. I'm not 100% sure what signs it's going to be, but since it starts on the 15th, it's definitely in Aries. So, that should be interesting, especially for you since you're in Aries, but it's, it's going to be an interesting time, and I'm glad that I'm not, you know, in Aries or Taurus, so this Mercury retrograde won't be as difficult or intense for me. But, I do feel the shadow period already coming. I already have experience.
I was just going to say, about 2 weeks before.
Getting the show up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, that was, I, you know, Yeah, I was visiting with a relative, and usually, you know, I get on before that I did, you know, but I came on about half an hour before, and I usually get on about 45 minutes, so if there are any problems, and normally there aren't, of course it was tonight that it had to happen, and, you know, I realized, too, that it gave me a message about my computer, and I need to get some I need to get another program to work with that. But I definitely promise the universe, I promise after this, just get me on in time and I'll get the program, I promise. So, you know, I think that was the message basically is to, you know, get it, get another thing that I need for it. It's an older computer and it's, you know, it's needing a little extra help now. Yeah, they could be foreshadowing things to come. Because it is 2 weeks ahead, and we're going to the 1st of April pretty soon, I think the end of the week. And so mm-hmm. this is probably maybe a start of the foreshadowing. You know, my birthday is actually the 7th, but the retrograde shadow will still be on it. And then, of course, the 15th, that's why I thought it did show up in April. I just wasn't sure the date. Thanks for that. So now we all know it's the 15th. And that is Aries, of course, and it will go into Taurus, which comes in the 20s of April, somewhere around the 20. First or second or something like that, Taurus comes in. So, but then that's every year pretty much, I think, because you get the three a year, right? And so I think, you know, you get, it's almost seasonal. So, I guess I get a lot of them, you know, being that time of year. But anyway, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So really this is the main thing coming up, I guess, would be the new retrograde. And I don't think it's going to be, I'd like to not think anyway, it's going to be as tough as the last one. Because they do tend to, you know, you do get a really rough one and then Cosmos takes pity on us a little bit. It'll give us a little easier one. So I'm kind of banking on that it shouldn't be as difficult as the last one. The last one was really, really one of the tougher ones I've seen in many years, to be honest. It really cut people off at the knees, some of the people. It was pretty intense. So, on to a lighter note. We're not in it yet, so enjoy this time, everyone, unless you're still clearing from the lunar eclipse last week. And we'll have some readings tonight, and I want to give you the number now. It's 347-945-6930, and of course the chat room is open, and let us know if you'd like one, and you can get one even when you're in the chat room. So but you have to let me know, write it in. And if you're new, we've been getting a ton of new people lately, Sava, which is interesting. It seems like at least I wouldn't be surprised if about a third of the people are not new, and new. Like every week it's someone. So we're, you know, really starting to get out there, so it's really great. We're getting a lot of new people. So for those new people who each reader is different. So here's what we do. So I open up a phone line if we're on the switchboard, and I will. You'll hear yourself unmute, and for everyone, and when it's your time, and then I'll ask you. I'll mention your area code and what is your first name and where are you calling from. So just give me your first name and where you are calling from. And Sava usually, she'll either just, she can take a question, or you can just wait and see what she gets. Now, because of the amount of people we always get, and it's a little lighter tonight, but that doesn't mean they aren't going to pile in a half an hour. So we have to kind of keep it not too long. So keep it to one question. You know, obviously, if you have a clarifying question about that subject, that's okay. But if you're wanting to know a lot of different things, we definitely encourage you to write her at this email. It's goldvision2255. That's goldvision2255. That's all one word with no spaces or underlying things or anything. And that's at gmail.com. So goldvision2255 gmail.com, and you can also communicate with her through Facebook. And again, I have your old one down. If you can give them the Facebook place that they can contact you.
Oh, yeah, there's a, you know, Sava Wolf Clairvoyant Reader, and then I also have a Facebook page, Hyper Imperium Healing Arts, and I have, I think I have Gold Vision Psychic Readings on there, and my email address is goldvision2255@gmail.com. That's usually the best email to reach me at.
Right, and I know she's been developing a website for a while, and you'll have that eventually to go to. So this is for more in-depth and more questions. So just keep it to one so everyone can get a chance to get a reading. And I think, are you ready to go? We will take a break about halfway through to give Sava a chance to sort of regroup and everyone else to do what they need to do. And they're usually between 3 and 4 minutes long, the breaks, the one break that we
mm-hmm.
have, okay? All right, so we'll go. This person hung in there, and they were on here when I finally made it on, literally 2 minutes before the show. I was cutting it really close. Yay, angels. They got me on. Hi, you're on the air, and I've got you down as a lot of ones. Is this our gal in Canada, Jane?
Hello?
Somebody else? Okay. Well, frequently this gal from Canada has the same little configuration. It just shows your phone number as all ones. So where are you calling from? What's your first name?
Hi. I'm calling from Ohio. My name is Laura.
Nora from Ohio. Okay. Are you new?
Yeah, Laura.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see what I mean, Sava? We're getting a lot of new people lately. Well, welcome, Nora. And so happy you found us. So you'll love Sava. Okay, so do you have a question for her, or do you want to just see what Sava gets? And she may ask if she has a birth date or anything. Go ahead, Nora.
I have a question. Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. I was wondering if I'm going to get a job soon myself, and if my husband is going to get something better.
Okay, perfect. So is your name Nora or Laura?
Laura.
Laura. Okay,
oh,
perfect.
It's Laura, not Nora. I'm sorry, with an L?
L.
Oh, my goodness, you sound like Nora. I'm so sorry. Okay, it's... That happens a lot.
Sorry,
it's the muscle. It's the connection's not always so great. Okay, Laura, so go ahead.
And can I get your date of birth and your husband's first name and date of birth also?
Okay. My date of birth is February 13th. Mm-hmm.
And
the year
your,
also?
No, I don't need the year. And then how about your husband's first name and birthday?
His name is Shane, and
mm-hmm.
His birthday is on January 7th.
Okay, perfect. So let's look at the energy of you getting a job and of Shane getting a job. I actually just see kind of a switch in paradigm where you end up getting a job first, and you're making a pretty good deal of money, and I actually see there's a need for Shane to go back to school and learn a new vocation, and it just looks like there's some education needed on his part, but it looks like you'll be getting increased finances as this new job that you're going to be getting, and there'll be the finances available for him to enter into this new area of study, and it just looks like there might be some tenseness between the two of you guys, because I see you will ultimately be bringing in, a lot more money than he will while he's learning this new vocation. But it looks like this new vocation he's going to learn, he will become actually quite successful at it, and then the two of you guys will both be very financially successful. But it just looks like there's a bit of an adjustment period as the work dynamic changes between the two of you as individuals and within the marriage. So that's what I see there. And definitely new jobs happening this season before the summer solstice, so sometime within the next 3 months, probably within 2 months or less.
That's wonderful.
Okay, excellent. Any other quick question?
No, nothing. Just one more thing. If I want to listen to the show again, how can I listen to it again?
Perfect. Well, you're doing one of my favorite little spiels I do every time we're on, which is to encourage everyone. Oh, we could have planned that better. Yes, everyone, we do have archives and blog. All the blog shows do. And now they used to be able to be accessible like 5 or 10 minutes after the show. I haven't been seeing it that way necessarily lately. So what I would suggest is, you know, maybe wait till the next day. You could try later. You can try an hour later if you want to. But they do have the download, and you can download the entire show. And what's great about that is you get your reading on there, because a lot of times people just don't remember much or they don't take good notes. But I encourage you to listen to the other people's readings, because frequently you'll find other questions answered or things you've wondered about. It just happens that way. It's just amazing how wonderful that synchronicity is. The people that get drawn into each individual show, how many people get helped by the other people's readings. So you have the whole thing downloadable. Of course, it's free. And we encourage you to get the show later. So there you go, Laura. You can get it after the show.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me and, well, the help.
Yes, and you got to even be number one today, so that's good. Usually, yeah, by the time I get on here, you know, it's like at least, you know, 12 or 15 people are ahead, you know, so you were lucky you got on early. So anyway, would you like to go back on the mute to listen to the show, or do you want me to just hang you up where you either listen to through the computer or listen later on the archive?
I'm going to keep listening. Thank you.
Sounds good. So I'll put you on mute.
Yeah.
Have a great week,
thank
okay?
You.
Good luck on everything.
Thank you, too.
Take care. All right, bye. Oh, she was sweet. All right. Let's go to the next one. And here it is. Area code 949. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Lori, and I'm calling from Irvine, California.
Okay, well, there's a Laura, now a Lori.
I
wonder if we're getting more Lori tomorrow tonight. Isn't that great? And
Lori,
you were like the second
Lori
right after
Lori.
Her.
I know, that's the funny part.
Sometimes it's all about the states. You get, you know, certain states that are the same per show, and each time it's different. So we don't have a trend yet, so we'll see what's trending. Anyway, so do you have a question for Sava, or you want to see what she just got?
I do, okay. Sava. I have a question. I think it was like a couple of months ago. I'm the one you did a reading for. Like the last decade, my husband and I had this bad curse or luck that's just been with us. And you had said back then that, you know, we're going to go through a phase. We have like a little bit to scrape off our plate. So I was wondering where we're at. Did we scrape off our karma, and do we see prosperity and abundance coming our way? I feel like we're sitting with an empty plate, as you called it.
it might be a period of
sitting with an empty plate, and I feel like, I'm barely scraping right now.
Yeah, what's interesting is I just see this picture of actually him still sitting at the table, and it's like this kind of table of being stuck in unpleasantries, and I see that you're kind of like getting up and moving forward, and it's like you're taking your plate and his plate, and you just dump whatever's like left over, and then you go to this like big thing or this basin, and then you start washing all of these dirty dishes, and he's kind of like sitting there in a space of like inactivity and apathy while you're washing these plates, and it's almost like he doesn't really believe that better is possible or that better things are ahead, but it's like you just kind of know that you can't wait any longer, and you just begin moving forward, and it's almost like you're kind of irritated or pissed off in a sense because you have got to wash all of these dishes yourself, but you've like got this like enthusiasm and drive because you know better is coming. And it looks like after you wash these dishes, you're just like, hey, look, like the sink is empty. We can actually leave this place and go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I see the two of you guys like walking forward to this train track and getting on a train. So I don't know if this is like a trip or a journey or that you guys are literally moving location, but I just see you guys are getting on a different track, but this is largely led by you and spurred by you. That's what I see there.
You do.
So it looks like you're
me.
In the beginning of a big transition.
Beginning of a big... I feel something, but I'm just not sure. I've been getting a lot of dreams during this moon lunar eclipse phase. Some of the stuff, of course, I can't make sense out of, but I'm just writing it, you know? Do you see any inheritance coming? Like, I've been waiting for over a year for an inheritance from overseas. Do you see any possibility of that window opening anytime soon.
Okay, where would it be coming from? Which country would it be coming from overseas?
It would be coming from Turkey, overseas, Istanbul, Turkey.
Okay, coming from Istanbul, Turkey, this inheritance, it just looks like this inheritance is about 17% away. So it just looks like however long the total wait time is, there's 17% more of a wait. So it's like you're almost there, but there's like still a little bit of a wait.
There's still a little bit of a wait. Okay. So I still have ways to go on that then, sounds like.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know why, but I see that that coming maybe at the top of next season.
Next season, like summer next season, yeah.
Yeah, after the summer solstice.
Okay. But it's good then. So I'm going through a big transition, as you said, so, and it's the beginning. So that's a positive. So that's a good thing. So I like that. No, thank you very much. I'm just like, wow, I just need this phase over with in my life. I just want to move forward. I'm getting impatient, you know, but
yeah,
I guess
that impatience is a good thing.
Just
keep moving forward in any way you can, even if you don't have the resources right now, just keep moving forward, if that makes sense, in any way that you're possibly able to.
Yes, I hear that. No, I appreciate it. I enjoy your readings, and both of you are just wonderful. So, you know, keeps me going, you know.
You feel to be like a very, glasses half full, optimistic kind of person. Your attitude feels to me, you know, really great. And I think, you know, that's carrying you through, you know. You can really tell with people, can't you, Sava, you know, when they're just like they don't have anything left, or they're really depressed, or they're real, you know, and then others are just kind of, well, you know, got to deal with this, but I'm doing it, and they keep a good upbeat feel to it. And that really makes a difference, I think, and will help to draw in the good stuff sooner, I really feel.
Oh.
So, yeah, a lot of good stuff, I feel, personally, just adding on is coming your way. But you got a little more of a weight.
You.
But use this time to do a lot of your own personal work, you know, because then things get really busy, you know, when the things are really going good. And it's like, you're not having much time. So maybe take the time now to do that work, since you're waiting around anyway, you know, for it. So, you know, use this as later you may think, oh, I wish I'd used that time to get some things.
I'm doing
completed
a lot of inner work,
done.
Definitely.
That's great.
You know, like
that's
trying,
great.
You
well, you
know,
hadn't mentioned it, but that was what I felt. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a lot of prayers, and I'm learning angels and crystals. Just things are starting to show up for me, so I know it's from God. You know, that just sending me signs. You know, so I'm more open to it now than before, and I'm able to go internally. You know what I mean? And just listen to that intuition.
An amazing website to go to with really wonderful free numerical messages from the angels is this website that's generated in Australia, and it's called Joanne Sacred Scribes. And, you know, I always tell Allie to look up all these angel numbers, but if you notice numerical messages or numbers in your environment, look them up on this website, Joanne Sacred Scribes. And Doreen Virtue also does amazing angel numbers, but Joanne Sacred Scribes has this whole numerical index from like 1 until like almost like 3,000 practically, and she's got these like different numerical messages for almost 3,000 different numbers, and it's completely free. And so when you start noticing numbers in your environment, it's like a free reading from God and the angels that you can get any time of the day. And if you just ask, you know, you shall receive, and you'll get those messages from spirit and from the angels. So just start requesting more guidance in numerical form and start looking it up on this website. It's called Joanne Sacred Scribes.
Okay, I will do
very
that.
Very good, yeah. I've got Doreen
wonderful
for a book, and they're good too. But
I
to be honest, I kind of prefer Joanne's because I think they're a little more varied, and there's a lot more that she offers of the numbers. And so personally, and, you know, you don't have to go buy the book then, you know, if you don't have Doreen. And besides, like I said, she's, I think, more complete, and she's available. She's listed, like, on Google right up at the top, Joanne Sacred Scribes.
Okay.
Very, very good. Joanne. And boy, really, they really do give messages. That's really great. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead now and put you on back on hold to listen to the show. Do you want me
wonderful
to hang you up?
Thank you very much, Andy.
Okay, Laura, you take care. Hang in there. You're doing great.
You guys too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I just had to pipe up there. She just had such a good positive feel to me, and I wanted her to just acknowledge that, you know, that it really makes a difference, you know.
Oh, definitely.
With 100%. Where, you know, with what's happening. Yeah, I know. So, okay, we've got Stephen. You know, Stephen over from Toronto area over in the chat room, and he's next on the list here. Let me see. I don't think he's not asked anything. He just asked for a reading. So whatever you get for Stephen.
Okay, what I get for Stephen is, and I've seen this image for him a lot where he's sitting in a drive-in movie theater, but it just looks like what's happening is that for a long time, it's like he's been sitting there kind of patiently watching the previews, waiting for the main feature to come up on the screen, but it looks like the main feature is now coming up on the screen, but he's kind of been in a space of kind of frustration, boredom, and apathy because he's been waiting for so long, but it looks like the main feature is finally on the screen, so it's important that he pay attention to the action that's about to unfold because it just looks like attention to detail is going to be integral in his ability to catapult him forward at quite a fast speed because it looks like something about paying attention to detail and that's going to help him to move forward at a quicker pace, and that's what he's really wanting because it looks like there's nothing left for him where he stands, so that's what I see there.
Okay, we'll let Stephen then weigh in and if he wants to, and we'll go back to the switchboard. But before we do, let me put the number out because we have plenty of time. And, you know, I know we probably lost some people because we got on so late, but if you're checking back in to see if we did make it on, we did, and we do have room for you. So the number is 347-945-6930, 347-945-6930, and also in the chat room, we can take some readings there. So feel free to text me there. All righty. So let's go now to the next one who's been waiting. 631, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call. I was just wondering,
hi,
my first question is about love life. What do you see with that?
Okay, where are you from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Right. Okay, you're yes, I remember you from Long Island. Okay, love life. So we'll hand it over to Sava.
Okay, perfect. Can I get your date of birth, Suzanne?
October 5th.
Okay, October 5th. It just looks like there's a bit of old baggage that's needing to be cleared from your love space before your desired results can come through to fruition. And just so I see this picture of you on this like staircase, and it's like you're cleaning the steps on the staircase, and I see there's all this traffic of people running up and down the stairs. It's almost like the stairs you see at a public library or a public building, and you're kind of like on your hands and knees cleaning these stairs, and it's like, it's interesting, this is like this feeling of you kind of being on your like hands and knees cleaning up after other people's mess, and this energy is affecting your love life and your love space. So it just looks like there's like a little bit of karma that you have to finish, of just kind of like cleaning up other people's mess. It's kind of making you a bit exhausted and holding you at a lower frequency. And it just looks like, let's see what you can do to unmatch from this energy or this baggage energy that you're kind of been enmeshed in, that you're really ready to let go of. And it's almost like there's this feeling where it's like a lot of your time and energy has been spent cleaning up the messes of others. So it's like you're not quite having the time to unmatch from this, to really manifest that which what you want or that which you desire, and to visualize that which you desire. So it looks like it's really important that you begin to tear yourself away from this energy, because it's like the karma is finished, but the cycle is still set in motion. So just begin to tear yourself away from that cycle and really put your focus on yourself first, and stop allowing yourself to be sucked into situations where you're needlessly cleaning up the mess and the debris of others, so that you're able to fully focus on manifesting your own desires. And once you do that, you can get clear on that, which is what you really want from a romantic partner.
I am. I mean, I'm like, you know, people ask me to do something, I say, no, I have a date. So I have a blind date tomorrow. We've been talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask about this person?
Yeah.
Okay. What is his name?
Sean.
Sean. And you have, like a birth date for him? Anything else?
No, I don't know exactly, but I know he's 46.
Okay, looking at the energy of Moonshine, it just looks like you guys have a lot of similarity, where the both of you have been spending a lot of time cleaning up the messes of others. So it just looks like you guys are quite similar in frequency. So it looks like there's a possibility of really comfortable friendshipy relationship that can happen. It looks like a friendshipy romantic relationship where it's certainly a romance, but there's a lot of friendship also. It looks really comfortable, like a comfortable glove that you would see in a baseball diamond.
Yeah, we do have similarities. And then there was real quick another Sean that I haven't heard from him. What do you think of him? Is he going to call back?
The Sean that you haven't heard from, I just see a picture of him kind of hanging up the phone and walking away because he knows he's not going to get the chance. It looks like, karmically, maybe he's not the person for you. I see you more with this other Sean. This person maybe knows that he's not going to get a chance, so I don't see him reaching out again.
Oh, okay. Because he thinks he's not going to get another chance or something?
Yeah, I just see that energetically, you having more of a connection with his other Sean. So I see this other man is kind of energetically knowing not to really bark up that tree.
Okay.
That's it.
Real quick, I have an interview tomorrow. You think it's going to go good?
Just take a look at the energy of your interview. What is the name of the company?
Yeah, it's for a teacher assistant subbing job to sub and try to get a permanent one in September.
Okay, it looks like what is important in you landing this position is really showing your enthusiasm for teaching and your enthusiasm for students. And that looks like the more enthusiasm you exhibit and the more it's all about what you can do for the students in the school, the more they really see you as a valuable asset or addition. But if you're in a space of, like, I need a job or I need this, it's going to kind of turn them off from your energy. So it looks like it can go in either direction, but when you get more focused on service and what you can do for others, then it looks like you become immensely more appealing to this company.
I just feel like I really enjoy working with students, I enjoy helping them, things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay,
all right,
good.
I can go
Thank
in there
you.
With that attitude then.
Yes.
I'll definitely do that.
All right. Sounds like a all plan, right. Suzanne.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck on your date. Let us know how it goes, okay?
All right, I will.
I
thank
we'll, you.
You
know, we'll have, yeah, because we'll be, you know, we'll have, it might not be Sava, but we have readers most every week. So we'll have to let us know how that went. Anyway, well, should we put you back on mute for the show?
Thank
you. Do
you
want me to hang you up and listen? Okay. Well, have a good week. And like I said, good luck tomorrow night. All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see here. Oops, it moved, and this one was supposed to be next, but we'll get the other one in a minute. Hi, 954, you're on the air, and what is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Florida, and my birthday is 12/8.
Okay, well, she knows the drill. Did you want a question or just to see what...
Yes, please. I do. I was recently planning on downsizing to a smaller apartment within my complex. However, it didn't go because they told me they rented it, and they, for more money, of course. And now there is another one available. I'm wondering if you actually see me getting that other apartment and when I would be moving there.
Okay, it looks like what is important for you getting and securing a smaller apartment is for you to just getting rid of a lot of your belongings and possessions that are no longer necessary. Because it looks like there are some old possessions that are kind of keeping you stuck where you're at. So it's
right,
like the more
I'm
stuff
doing
you clear.
Right, I'm
yeah,
in the
so the more you clear the stuff, the faster you'll be able to get into a new apartment that's contingent on that. So that's what I see there.
So what you're saying then that I will be getting the other apartment I'm promised?
I see it's contingent about how fast you get rid of a lot of the things that
actually
are in your apartment that need to be cleared.
Yeah, it's not up to me. It's up to them.
I just see at an energy level it's contingent on how quickly you get rid of these items that you're needing to clear and be rid of because it's keeping you at a certain frequency and vibration. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I've gotten rid of a whole lot of stuff. I mean, really a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm boxing up what I have left.
Yeah, so it looks like once you complete that process, and there's still, I feel like, a few more cartons of things that need to go, and once you get rid of those, you'll quickly be bouncing into a new apartment of your choice. So that's what I see there.
Are you getting a time frame?
As I just said, about four times, it's contingent on how quickly you get rid of the rest of your stuff. So thank you.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
All right, well, good luck on that, Mary. Take care. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you.
I'll put you back on mute. Okay. Okay. Do you need a break yet, or do you want to go a little bit longer?
We can go a little longer.
Okay. So let's go back to the one I was trying to open up when everything moved on me. 347, you're on the air. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling from New York. Hi, Sava. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you, Sava?
Excellent. How is everything going for you?
Everything's going okay. Just maintaining, trying to work and get ready for spring. And I'm so glad that you're on. I just wanted to tell you that thank you for coming on, and we really appreciate your readings, and I just love when you're on. So I just wanted to tell you that before anything.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I really appreciate your appreciation.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess
what would you like to say?
Oh, I just wanted to take a look at love life. If you see anything like coming up for me with the person I love, I know you might not remember. His name is Nick. But just anything coming up for us, and if you don't, then just period, like, just I'm willing to be open to hear what you get for me.
Okay, perfect. So let me get your first name, Tanika. Let me just get your birthday and Nick's birthday, and then we'll look at the energy lit up between the two of you guys right now.
Okay, my birthday is September the 3rd, and his birthday is June 11th.
June 11th, okay. So I see what is happening for Nick is that he's kind of caught in a bit of a mess right now, that he's trying to clear up some kind of messy issues that he has around his relationship with his mother, and he's kind of getting rid of an old female archetype that's been in his space that hasn't been positively serving him, and he's reaching out for, like, new growth and to find a new female archetype, and it looks like you're in perfect alignment with that new female archetype, but he's got some baggage to clear around that old kind of paradigm of his relationship with women and also his relationship with his own mother. And it just looks like energetically you're about like 95% ready for this relationship to manifest, and it looks like he's about 75% ready. And it's not due to lack of enthusiasm. It just looks like there are some lessons he needs to learn, a few hard knocks he needs to get, and just some old issues to sweep up and clear up before he's fully ready. So it looks like he's a bit lagging behind, and it's not, you know, because of lack of enthusiasm. It's just because there's some lessons that he's taken longer to learn. It looks like you learn your lessons a lot quicker than he does, and you move a lot faster. So that's why it's like you're kind of waiting. It's like interesting, you're waiting at the finish line of your old lessons, but also at the start line of your new relationship with him. And so it's like he hasn't quite reached the finish line yet, so it just looks like patience is needed, and it looks like you guys will eventually be moving forward in tandem and in sync. But yeah, some patience is needed because he doesn't learn as quickly as you do, and he moves a bit slower. So that's what I see there.
Yeah, that is so true. Do you see like a time frame that he'll reach back into my life, or you don't see like something that accurate, like that exact?
It just looks like definitely by the top of the season. So I would say like around, you know, like around the solstice time, or like at the end of the season, which would be like in the middle of June. I do see this kind of a coming together energy, but it may happen beforehand. But usually in big relationships, they usually happen at like a solstice or an equinox, and I see that kind of happening and clicking for the two of you.
Oh, not like winter, like summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very true, because he did have issues with his mom and old issues with women and loving but not really respecting them fully because of, I think, seeing things that his mom enabled growing up with his dad maybe not being so nice to him and his mom not stopping it. So he had a lot of resentment. He did have a lot of resentment towards women. So that definitely resonates truly, very truly with him. And I think I kind of shocked them when he met me, and I guess like he was just not really knowing how to handle a woman like me. But I treated him good, so hopefully, hopefully this does come back because I do still feel attached to him for some reason.
Wow. Well, yeah, definitely you guys will be moving forward and thinking in alignment. It's just a matter of time. He's just got some old unfinished business to clean up and issues to clear before he's ready for the type of a relationship that you're able to offer him, which is much at a higher frequency. So there's much happiness that is possible for sure. Just be patient.
All right. Well, that sounds beautiful. As always, thank you so much. And anytime you're on, I can't wait to talk to you again. And I definitely want to speak to you privately, too, sometime.
All right, wonderful. Take care. You have a great night.
Okay,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Also good to hear from you. She'll put you back on mute for the rest of
absolutely.
The show?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
All right. You take care. Have a good week. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go over to... All right, here we go. Oops. Well, oh, there they are. Okay. 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
Oh,
I'm
wait,
good.
Did we? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have.
We
had a Laura in Ohio. Sorry. For a minute, I thought, okay, did we already have you? Anyway, Laura, do you want to ask a question or do you want to see what comes?
I want to see what comes.
Okay.
Laura from New Jersey, and let me get your date of birth, please.
10-1-1963. And let's see what's coming for you. I just see this picture of a spirit guide that's taking you from this place that you've been. It's kind of not quite a valley, but it's a beautiful meadow where you've been following this clear stream, and it's like this clear stream and like a winding path forward. And it looks like you've been moving forward slowly but surely, but it's like your angels and spirit guides are saying that you haven't quite been moving quickly enough. So I see the spirit guide swooping in that looks almost like a bird or a magical eagle, and is coming in and like swooping up and like moving you to where you're supposed to be in divine timing a lot quicker. And they say like you're quite persistent, but you have this tendency to be almost too like pensive and kind of like analyzing a lot of thoughts and experiences as they come by, and it causes you to again to have your head in the clouds a little bit and just kind of move forward too slowly. So they're saying like it's not like you're running late, but I guess you are kind of running late for where you ought to be in divine alignment. So the spirit guide comes to you and kind of swoops you up and takes you to this peak or this mountaintop really, really quickly. And so it looks like there's some fast change charted out to happen to you. That's a bit disorienting, but ultimately you're going to be happy with these changes once you get settled in and feel like your feet are on the ground again. So that's what I see there.
Do you know what these changes are, what they entail?
It just looks like huge life changes are in store, and it looks like you will know them when you see them. So I see that.
I do overanalyze everything. I'm very analytical, but I have to do that for my work, so it kind of bleeds into my personal life, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that can be difficult. You know, the boundaries can get blurred.
Do you have any idea when this is going to happen, this change?
I definitely see this month things start to, I wouldn't say get choppy, but like get choppy in the sense like the normal routines begin to break up. And something about the normal routines begin to break up this month, and then I see next month, especially after the Mercury retrograde, something about clear open space after the first week of May, and I keep getting like after May 5th, like the sky is clear or the coast is clear for these big changes to really take hold. So something about, again, the coast is completely clear after May 5th.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate
okay.
that.
All
thank
right,
you.
Laura. Well, good to hear from you, and we'll put you back on mute for the rest of the show?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Or,
thank you.
Okay, have a good week. Take care. Hang in there.
Excellent.
All right.
Is it okay if we take our little break now?
Yes, I was just going to ask you. You must have sent me a telepathic message there. So we're going to take a few minutes break here. And in the meantime, listen to Alea Dow. And she has some really great, there's just snippets of some of her CD choices. And in fact, I'm going to be at some point soon adding on some new ones. So, you know, you can hear some of those. But these are the ones we have now upon the switchboard. And the first one is called Come Back. And we'll be a few minutes break here, and then we'll be back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays.
Thank you.
And we're back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. I'm your host, Alejandra, and we have Sava Wolf on tonight doing clairvoyant readings. That was Alaya Dow. First one was Come Back, then Crossing Over, then Athena, and Angel Healing. We ended with the fourth one there. And you can Google her to find out her CDs. There's a lot more. These are just snippets of some of the things that are on the various CDs that she offers. And she is a true sound healer, wonderful work that she does. She does a lot with the dolphins, which definitely makes her number one in my book. Anyway, so Sava, we're back on, huh? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's go back now to readings, I guess. And let's see, here we go. Area code 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Rosemaria from New Jersey.
I said, what was your first name?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Oh, hi.
Okay, how are you?
Back again. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I haven't talked to
good,
you guys for
good.
A while now.
No, but you have a very distinctive name, and we definitely remember you. So do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to just see what comes?
I guess what comes sooner. You know, I'm working on both, so whatever comes in.
Okay. Whatever comes in. All right, Sava.
All right, perfect. So let me get your date of birth, and we'll go from there.
12/31/74.
1971, 1974. So I see this picture of you writing a lot of letters and putting them into these envelopes and sending them out into the universe. So it looks like there's this need for you to set your intention and focus to that which you desire from the universe and kind of send it out into the universe. And there's this thing, like, you know, when you're sending out kind of like a hope or wish or desire for something in snail mail, and it's like a correspondence, and it takes a while for the person to get the mail, receive it, respond, and for it to be delivered. So it just looks like there's, again, this need for you to mail out your specific desires and requests, send them out to the universe, and kind of be patient in that wait time for it to be received and to be delivered, but to keep sending those letters out and keep sending them out until what you receive is so great that you no longer have time to send out letters. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and I just get this word that for you and your karma, it's true that ask and it is given. So just if you simply ask, you shall receive. So it's important to do the asking, because it looks like you have been doing not enough asking lately. So it's important to get back onto that. Okay, cool.
Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thanks.
So, okay. Well, finished up something here in the chat room. Sorry. Okay, so do you want me to put you on mute, Rosemaria, to hear the rest? Okay. Well, you have a good week, all right?
You too.
All right, thanks. All right, here we go. 702, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Heather, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Okay. Do you have a question, Heather, or just want to see what comes?
I was wondering what would come up in the relationship area for me.
All right. Well, I'll give it to Sava and take over. Sava.
Okay, perfect. So you want to know what's going on in the relationship area, Heather? So do you want to know about a specific person, about your relationship space in general?
I guess whatever comes up for you.
Okay, perfect. So your name is Heather, and let me just get your date of birth, and we'll take a look at your relationship energy.
Okay, it's May
11th, 1976. May 11th, 1976. So what I just see happening is that there are some gifts from the universe that are being delivered to you. And I just see you in a space of apathy and being a bit worn out and downtrodden. So even though you receive these gifts, you almost feel like if you take the effort to open the gifts, then they're just going to be empty boxes and it's not going to be worth the effort to actually get your hopes up and open the gifts. So it's important to shake off the apathy and have a little bit more enthusiasm and begin to open up these gifts that the universe is sending to you, because It just looks like it's important to open the gifts because, I don't know, it's just something about the sooner you open them, the more fresh they'll be. It's like if you wait and take a long time to open them, it's like they'll still be present, but it'll be a bit stale. Just like say if someone sent you a delicious box of chocolates or, you know, a box of, you know, fruits or some kind of like something that was edible. It's like you want to open it before like that like fresh, delicious quality begins to disintegrate and expire. So, again, open your gifts. I wouldn't say before it's too late, but before before the opportunities get a bit stale. That's what I see there.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions about that, Heather, just briefly?
I think it's going to take me a while to figure that out.
Well, you know, the thing is, I know you got on a little bit later, so I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but definitely, you know, the Blog Talk Radio archives are freely given out, so you can get this after the show. I wouldn't go right on, but, you know, give it a little time. When it's available, you can download this entire show, so you'll have that reading for you, and you can listen to it over and over and over. So, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So do you want us to keep you still on here, on mute, to hear the rest of the show, or hang you up, or you also can go on the computer?
I'll listen to my laptop.
Sounds great. Have a great rest of the week, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Heather, take care. Okay. And we have someone in the chat room, but I'm waiting. She's new, and I'm waiting to hear if there's a specific question to get. Okay, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for that, I guess you can read me because she's the last on here for now. So I would encourage, and we have time for some more readings, and let me get the number out again. It's 347-945-6930, 347-945-6930, and also the chat room, we're taking readings from them as well. So I'm waiting for some data from someone in the chat room. And so in the meantime, you can read me. I don't know, maybe career. What do you think? Or whatever you think, whatever comes up for you.
Looking at your career space, I just see this picture of a table with like kind of like this boring tablecloth over this paper cloth. But underneath it, there's these really bright, vibrant colors. And it's like there's like a need to break the seal off. It just looks like like you're sitting at this table and it like feels like there's like nothing special there. Like everything is kind of like even and like kind of safe and like flat and a bit predictable. I wouldn't say like boring, but kind of like even toned and like predictable. But it's like you're not quite realizing that there's like a lot more to be seen underneath the surface. So there's like a need to break off the seal. So it just looks like examining things quite closely and seeing where there's like a space to kind of begin pulling that seal off. It's almost like when something's sealed quite tightly, you've got to kind of find that one loose corner to really like kind of tear the lid off, so to speak. And then because once you do that, all these geometric shapes and really bright color rays come forth. And it just looks like these geometric shapes and bright color rays project this beautiful holographic shape, and it just looks like there's this kind of exciting new holograph that's taking place in your career space, but it's important that you kind of pay attention to detail and really break that lid off so that this new holograph can shine through. That's what I see there.
Okay, yeah, that's what I've had to do a lot lately is be very focused and pay attention to the details. And it's true that a lot of the stuff hasn't really come up yet, but it's like percolating under the tablecloth. I think that's a perfect analogy for, you know, a little predictable, a little boring. But then once you tear off, I guess the tablecloth has a seal, you know, rip that seal off, and then you see all these wonderful holographic shapes and colors and that kind of thing coming up. Would this be like new information that's still to come? Because, you know, that's what I do, you know. You know me well enough to know that my thing is to bring forth new information to the planet. So would that be in that kind of way? That's
it's something about
about
the synthesis of this new information that you've already brought forth. So something about the synthesis which takes on a new form.
Oh, okay. All right. Time frame, as people always ask, you get kind of an idea of when this seal gets ripped off?
hope it's shortly.
I just see that it's important you get to work on it immediately, and it could take anywhere from 3 to 4 days to 3 to 4 months.
Oh, that's a real real spread. Wow, okay. Did you, maybe you said it, was there something I needed to do specifically? How do I break that seal off?
Paying attention to detail and kind of like a loose corner to kind of ripping off. I just see a picture of you literally looking along the edge of a table for a loose corner, and it just looks like, it's just like the sooner that you get started, the sooner this can be made manifest. And it's like, even if you were to slack off and not pay attention, it's almost like this will kind of come crashing down into your reality next season. But it's important that you do the prep work so you're not completely taken by surprise. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, would this just be, this is not with the non-metaphysical thing, project. This would be with just my regular metaphysical work, right? Yeah, I didn't think it had to do, you know, with the app situation. So, okay. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Sava. And I do have information now from the chat room. Oh, my goodness sake. It's in the smallest writing I've ever seen. Hold on here. I mean, it's like about a 3 font here. Oh, goodness. Read this. Okay, the name is Duke, and he's from Columbus, Ohio. I'd like to know how. Wow, I'm sorry about this. It's very small. How long until he can visit his family abroad?
Okay, so Duke wants to know how long until he can visit his family abroad?
Yes.
Okay, I see that he will be able to, in the fall, the latest, like around September or beyond, but it just looks like there's rife opportunities for him to visit during the summer season, but especially like around end of July and August. But it just looks like patience is needed, and he'll have more opportunities to visit after the small dry spell that he's going through. So that's what I see there.
Okay, and if you want to, he's DLHS in the chat room. He was thanking us ahead of time. If there's anything he wants to say with that, then go ahead and write that in. And I don't know, Gigi, if you're looking for a reading, it's a good time. We're currently don't have anyone waiting. So if anyone wants to pop in now, this is your opportunity. And let me go check to see how the switchboard's looking, if we have anybody new here. And I think we do. Let's hold on just a moment. Make sure we haven't already seen this person. Okay, this one's new, I believe. Hi, 347. You're new, right? We haven't read you yet, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay, your name and okay. All right. We have 2 with your area code on there, and they're right next to each other. So I need your name and where you're calling from. Just your first name.
I'm Sunshine. I'm calling from New York.
Sunshine. I think we've had you on, Sunshine, haven't we? Sounds familiar.
No.
You've been on the show before,
haven't
you?
I
haven't
called the show. Well, not
really.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show. And do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to see what she gets?
Well, no, I just literally happened to find it because I had a rainbow in my room. You can tell me about my love life.
Okay, you want to look in your love life. What did you just say about a rainbow in your room?
There was a rainbow in my room, and it had rained, say, hours ago, and then it was the rainbow. It was a whole rainbow inside my room, and I took pictures of it. Where did this rainbow come from?
That is so amazing. That is a beautiful, wonderful sign. And, you know, I always say, like, as we're going into the age of Aquarius, I feel like it's the age of rainbows. I feel like the age of Pisces that we just got out of, which is the whole age of Christ consciousness, was all about gold energy and that energy that Christ brought forth. And I do see that this new age that we're on the cusp of is the age of Aquarius and it is the age of rainbows. So whenever you see a rainbow, it just means spirit and source is with you and you really are walking your path. And it's really wonderful that your name is Sunshine and that you're seeing rainbows in your room. It's just almost too perfect. So you're wanting to look into your love life. Do you want to look at a specific person or the energy of your love life in general?
No, just what I think there's a lover in my life. I'm going to meet one soon.
Okay, perfect. So your name is Sunshine. You're from New York. And let me just get your birthday, please.
It's December 26th.
December 26th. Okay. So the energy in your love life, I actually see a picture of you dressed in rain gear, and you've got an umbrella, and it's, like, really, really rainy, and there's almost, like, this energy of, you know, when you expect it to be a sunny day, and you've got the day off, but it ends up being a rainy day, and there's a picture of you kind of just singing in the rain and finding happiness, even though there's this rain outside, and things are kind of wet and messy, and it just looks like when you find this happiness amidst this kind of, like, messy, less than desirable conditions, it looks like you can find happiness anywhere, and it just looks like that's one of the key lessons you're needing to learn before the circumstances can change and you can attract this true romance into your life. I do see this guy coming in, and he's got this, like, box of chocolates and, like, an actual bouquet of flowers, and something about this guy coming in, he looks very traditional and a bit on the conservative side. So it just looks like he'll come in after you learn this lesson again about how to find this, like, true happiness even amidst this, like, less than desirable conditions. Does that make sense?
I know exactly what it's talking about, exactly what the situation is, the rain and everything. I know exactly what it is.
Wow. Okay, cool. So, yeah, it just looks like you're pretty close to learning your lesson, and so your desired results will definitely be, I always hate to say definitely, but it looks like I do see them coming in sometime between the middle of April and the end of May. So it just looks like, you know, be patient and keep your spirits up. And keep us posted.
Okay. I live in crazy circumstances, and I go to yoga all the time to be happy. I do all these things
like
to be
yoga
happy.
Well, looks like the yoga is working.
Yes. So I know exactly what the metaphor and symbol meant. But thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Oh, sunshine. A little sunshine and rainbows to us tonight. How wonderful. I'm about the rainbow. You mean the rainbow rays. So I think you've done a good show for your connection. And this is your first time over
it.
Here, right, then. So that's great.
Yeah.
And we'll hope to see you again, Sunshine, and let us know how it goes, okay? We'd love to hear how everything works out for you. All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
Have a good week. And, you know, I could put you on mute to hear the rest of the show or hang you up for listening to through the computer, whatever way you want. What would you like me to do?
You can hang up. I'll listen on a seat on the computer.
All right. You take care. Have a wonderful week, all right?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Well, we got a couple coming on. We could probably take, beyond these couple that we have, we could probably take another couple. So 347-945-6930, maybe more. So go ahead and take a chance. There's a good chance you'll be able to get a reading. So let's go now to 908. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Marianne. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, Marianne, you're in the chat room, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm glad you took us up on. Yeah, I was letting people know there. Hey, you know, we got some room. Okay, Marianne. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to just see what comes?
Let's see what comes up.
Okay.
Okay, you're Marian from New Jersey, and let me get your date of birth, please.
3/26/1965.
Oh, she just had a birthday. She's Aries. Okay, fellow Aries.
It's funny, I actually just see this picture of you with this kind of headdress on. It looks almost like a nun's habit or like that type of a headdress like women in the Byzantine era would wear, or even you'd see like Guinevere from the days of Camelot, or even like Maid Marian. And I just see you with this kind of pious looking headdress, and it just looks like you've been in a space of kind of very like pious spiritual energy, but there's like a need to kind of like let your hair down and kind of like let your wild side out, and it looks like it's kind of important not to have to be so perfect all the time. Just kind of let your hair down and get more in touch with your wild side. It looks like it'll bring more enjoyment and dynamism into your life. And it's like spirit is saying, like, you don't have to be perfect all the time to be loved by spirit. And it's important for you to be dynamic, and it just looks like in that kind of perfectionist spiritualist energy, it was creating a bit of static energy for you. So it's, again, important just to let your hair down and kind of explore your wild side in order to get some movement in your life, and that's what I see there.
Okay.
Okay, any questions about that?
No.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to go ahead and hang you up since you're in the chat room?
Yes, I'll listen in the chat. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Marian. You too. Bye. Take care. Okay, all right, here we go. 484. Yeah, they're still here. Okay, 484,
hello?
You're on the air. Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, what did you say, Sonia?
Yeah.
Okay, Sonia, are you new?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Welcome to the show. We like to get new people coming on. So do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to just see what she gets?
Well, I mean, I kind of have a question regarding, I have a court date for a small claims court to evict a tenant this Thursday. And pretty much have everything organized, but nonetheless, I wanted to see if he's picking up anything about this or anything else. So.
I just get the message like that you've been wronged and you've been cheated and that justice will be served. I just get this message that you've been wronged and you've been cheated and that justice will be served.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
I see a picture that says, like, you have been wronged and you've been cheated and that justice will be served. So it looks like things will work out in your favor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've been trying to work with this person and things have escalated. And some of my friends and other people said, why you waited so long, you know?
It just looks like you're handling a bit of like timid energy where you didn't really know how to go about getting justice. But it looks like right now you're finally bucked up enough to kind of bravely face the situation squarely eye to eye, and it just looks like, again, justice is being served.
Okay. Do you see like by when there'll be, obviously they're going to be asked to leave, but do you see by when they'll be gone from there, from my property?
Okay. I see at least by the middle of May, if not sooner.
Middle of May? That's a long time they haven't paid the April rent yet, and they have a lot of other breaches, so I don't know if the judge is going to grant them living there free for a month. So.
Yeah. So I just see, at least by the middle of May, if not sooner. But the longest it will take will be mid-May.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's the longest.
Sonia,
she's saying that seems like the longest time, but it could be earlier. So
okay.
Is there anything she can do, Sava, to sort of speed it up a little bit? Because obviously the judge is going to rule in her favor. Is there a way that maybe there could be some sort of energy or visualization or something to like maybe shave off a month of it, or maybe make it so sometime in April instead of that far out?
Yeah, it's interesting. I just see like there's kind of an energy of like, I guess get like this energy of like 40 days, but it looks like what she can do to speed the process of having these people cleanse from her space is to actually cleanse her body and to cleanse her physical space, because it looks like the faster her own living space and her body gets cleansed, the quicker that these energetic parasites will be cleansed from her space. So that's what I see there.
Now, Sonia, you understand what she means by that. It means to be, get your own space as clean and clear as you can in an energy way, like maybe sage it, maybe do cleansing of you get all the nooks and crannies, in a physical way, dust.
Yeah, you're talking about.
Get everything really, like a spring cleaning.
Okay, you're talking about where I'm living right now, like my space.
Yes, you're actually your own space, because that actually will affect, because it's all, it's all about us anyway, isn't it? And so if you get everything really cleansed on your end, especially in an energetic way, not just physically, clean your place,
yes,
but energetically using sage and essential oils, and you know about all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So just go visit your, if you need more, go to visit your local metaphysical store, pick up some stuff, and that would really help a lot. I just felt like you could speed it up if you did something. I'm so glad I asked all of that. So
okay,
it might make it a lot shorter time than May. So it's just good,
okay,
to do it anyway. You know, even if it didn't, it would be good for you anyway to do it.
Okay, I will do. Thank you.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, okay? We'll,
yeah,
you know, Sava will be on again, and we'll have other people on, and love to hear how it all works out and everything for you.
Okay.
So you
thank
take
you.
Care. Do you want me to put you on hold to hear, you know, there's about another 5 minutes or so, if you want to hear the
yes.
rest of the show. Should I put you on mute?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, you have a great week, okay? And good luck. Go in there feeling very confident, okay? Because it looks like
okay.
it's going to be in your favor. So, all right,
okay.
Let me put you back on hold. Oops, there we go. And we currently, let me double check the chat room, don't see any more readings. So we'll probably just end a little early. We tend to go over with you, so maybe it'd be nice to let you go home a little sooner. But is there anything, again, let's get your stats down. I have your, I'll do your email and you do the Facebook where to reach you. So her email is goldvision2255, all one word, @gmail.com. And then Sava's on Facebook, and I'll let her say she's got 3 or 4 sites there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess the two ones that I'm most frequently contacted at would be Hyper Imperium Healing Arts on Facebook, and also I have Sava Wolf Clairvoyant Reader on Facebook. So either one of those will be fine.
Okay. So Sava Wolf Clairvoyant and Hyperium. Was there anything after Hyperium?
Hyper Imperium Healing Arts.
Hyper Imperium Healing Arts. Okay. All right. So anyway, it's so great to always have you on. And, you know, we tend to have her at least once a month, if not sometimes twice. And it might be 3 weeks apart, but, you know, we've been having Sava back a real lot because she's such a favorite here. And so we'll let you know when she's back on. I've been personally, due to the demands on my side here, I've only been booking out a week or two in advance. So I don't even know, you know, who's on next weekend. And that's the way I've just been doing it. And I will definitely say, I know she'll be back in April. Right, Sava?
Yes.
You come back in April. So that, yeah, we'll let you know when in April, you know, that will be. So, I'm going to go ahead and let, I guess, everyone go home early tonight, or, you know, like the, we'll go home early, like you're somewhere out of the job or whatever. But, you know, definitely we're going to end a little bit early tonight. And so did you have anything else, Sava, you wanted to mention about anything going on?
No, I mentioned all that I can think of. So, yeah, I think we're all good on announcements.
Okay, great. All right. Well, again, I want to thank the switchboard and all the people listening through the computer, and always the chat room there, and the wonderful Stephen who keeps us going there. So we appreciate him a lot. And, you know, all the listeners who will be listening on the archive that maybe missed the show. So my love to all of you, and want to wish you all a wonderful week. And namaste. And if you listen to the outro here, I'll give you all my stats of how to reach me and the Facebook sites and all of that kind of thing. And it doesn't have on there that I'm now on Instagram at Healing with the Rainbow Rays. It's all one word, Healing with the Rainbow Rays. And Erica's putting up some great posts with some of my quotes, wonderful pictures and things like that. So go check us out on Instagram. It just not happened. It's new, and it's not on my little outro, but the rest of the stats are on the outro. So anyway, again, namaste, everyone. Bye, Sava.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener,
and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.